我始终惦记着困难群众。在四川凉山三河村，我看望了彝族村民。
My heart goes out to the people living in hardship in Sanhe village of Liangshan in Sichuan province. I visited the families of two villagers from the Yi people. In Sanjianxi village in Jinan city in Shandong province, I sat down with the family of Zhao Shunli to hear about their day-to-day lives. In the Donghuayuan community in the city of Fushun in Liaoning province, I visited Chen Yufang's family to learn about how they were settling in after being relocated from a dangerous area. In Lianjiang village in Qingyuan in Guangdong province, I discussed with a villager named Lu Yihe how we could help to relieve his household's poverty. I can vividly recall their down-to-earth sincerity. I would like to wish all of them and their fellow villagers a prosperous and thriving new year.
这一年，我们隆重庆祝改革开放四十周年。
In 2018, we celebrated the 40th anniversary of China's reform and opening up. We unveiled a comprehensive and systematic overhaul of both party and state institutions. We launched over 100 major reform measures, held the first China International Import Expo, and began construction of a pilot free trade zone in Hainan. The world has seen China's accelerating reform and opening up and its determination to carry it forward. China's reforms will never stop and its doors will only open ever wider.
我注意到今年恢复高考后的第一批大学生
I noticed in the past year, most of the people who went into college when enrollments first resumed in 1977 have retired. In their place, a large number of people born after the year 2000 have entered into university. More than 100 million people from our rural areas are gradually becoming permanent residents in our cities. 13 million have found jobs, and construction has begun on 5.8 million new homes for those people living in dilapidated houses. Many have already moved into their new warm homes. Many people from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan now have resident permits for the mainland. And Hong Kong has become a stop on our high-speed railway network. China, as a country of people on the move, is energetically pursuing prosperity. We're running at full speed towards the realization of our dreams.
此时此刻，我特别要提到一些闪亮的名字。
At this point, I'd like to mention several leading lights. There is Nan Rendong, a Chinese scientist after whom an asteroid was named a few months ago. Lin Junde and Zhang Chao, who joined the long list of exemplary soldiers in the People's Liberation Army. Wang Jicai, who for 32 years served on a border island. And Huang Chun, Song Yuecai, and Jiang Kaibin, who sacrificed their lives protecting an experimental offshore platform. And there are many others who have made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. They are the most admirable people in China's new era, and we should remember their names forever and learn from their deeds.